Bahamas. The roar of the presses. Every week, these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed. 15,000 an hour until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color.
Great fiction.
Interesting features.
Factual articles.
Color illustrations. All these are found in every issue of the American Weekly. All these go to make up the nation's reading habit. Another name for the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The most desperate Nazi air raids of this present war are directed against historic old London. The bombs have stirred up many ghosts and memories of this ancient metropolis, but there's one ghost in particular the Nazi bombers have stirred up, the ghost of Richard Ryker. His favorite haunt is the Old Bridge Inn on the outskirts of London in the county of Surrey, the most haunted inn of England. This week's front page drama, The Ghost of Richard Ryker, is based upon this famous case. And you can read many more strange tales like this one in the feature article, Ghosts of Old London Bombed by the Nazis, in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. The story of the ghost of Richard Ryker begins on a summer night in the year 1700. It is midnight. Old Martin Challoner, the landlord of the Old Bridge Inn, has put out the lights and is about to retire when...
There. Who comes at this unearthly hour?
Let me in.
All locked up for the night.
Open up. Open up, Martin. It's me. Get right on. Open up quickly.
Get down to your bed, you blockhead old squire. Off with you. I'll not open up for you. Get away with you. I'm off to my bed.
No, no. Hear me, Martin. Open up. I need you, man. Open up for the love of heaven.
There's no love in heaven or the place below for you or any one of your blockhead brood.
Listen.
You blackguard, get away from the door, I say.
In the name of pity, open up, Martin. Hear me. Hear me. I'll make you rich. 100 sovereigns in gold. Hear me. Open up, please.
Yeah, I'll open up, Ryker. But if this is some trick of yours, I'll crack your skull open.
No, 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 it's not.
Now then, what's the meaning of all this to do?
There's no time to talk, man.
Huh?
Here, help me in with these saddlebags.
What have you got there?
They're heavy. Heavy with gold. Look, they've got to hide me somewhere, Martin. They're after me, the king's men, the soldiers. They're hunting me. It's death if I'm caught. Quickly now. Get your horse to Tom. Have him unsaddle my horse and turn him loose in the back pasture, out of sight. Hurry, man. There isn't a minute to lose. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Patience, you warning old fool. Take the time before I help or hide you. You'll tell the truth, all of it.
Yes, yes.
Blast your black heart, or I'll not lift a finger to save you. The truth, mind you, or I'll turn you into the king's
men. No, no, no. No, I'll tell you all, every word of it. For years, I've been smuggling the guns, firearms, and things I made in my forges. Selling them to the Dutch.
Turn it! I know it, you blasted, low-livered traitor.
Never mind that.
Making arms and selling to our enemies, you treacherous swine.
Someone betrayed me, Challoner. Sold me out. This evening, the king's men raided me. Luckily, I also have spies. I was warned in time.
So now you want me to argue?
Yes,
you
yes.
A blasted traitor. No, but George, never. Martin Challoner takes no part in such bloody treachery. I'll not aid or abet an enemy of the king.
Quiet, you blithering fool. You think I'm taken in with such patriotic beating?
What?
Do you see this? Look, a bag of gold. Golden sovereigns, more than enough to make you rich. Hide me now. Help me escape, and it's yours. This bag of gold is yours. All yours. Now, will you do it?
Yes. A bargain with the devil himself I'm making this night, Richard Ryker. But I'll do it.
I trust you'll do it.
Heaven help me, I'll do it.
All right, quick now. Here's your gold. First, you hear that? These men are coming. Have me quickly.
Oh, go quickly. The secret door of the staircase behind the fireplace against the chimney. Hurry. I'll take care of the rest. I'll talk to them from the bedroom upstairs.
Hi there, landlord. Yes. Hold it up in the name of the king.
What's amiss there below? Oh, I've got an honest man from the street. What's to do?
There's a traitor to his majesty aboard in the night. One Richard Ryker, one of the treason. He escaped us and came this way.
Oh, it was him then I heard but a scant 10 minutes ago, riding down the road like the devil himself was at his heels. He took to the stealth across the field yonder. I watched him from this very window. Ride hard and you can catch him.
Much obliged, landlord. Let him in. Forward, full gallop.
Yeah, you're away on your goose chase, you gormless fools. And you, Richard Ryker, you've escaped from them, all right. But old Martin Challoner has an account to settle. There's no escaping me.
That was the last anyone saw of Richard Ryker. Everyone supposed he escaped, got away clean. But shortly after that fatal night, old Martin Challoner became very rich and prosperous. He sold the inn and moved away. In the late 1800s, a middle-aged man inherited the Old Bridge Inn and lived there with a young son. One moonlit night in mid-September, the father was awakened by his son.
Father. Wake up, father, quickly.
What is it, son?
Someone's in the house, Dad.
Oh, nothing, son. You're dreaming. Go back to sleep.
But I heard them, father.
By heaven, you're right. It came from outside of the garden.
Look. Look, Dad, out this window. Look down there in the garden. Two strangely dressed men. Who are they, and why are they dressed like that?
Up in the name of... Son. That is not real. What we're seeing is a ghostly vision. They're dressed in the costume of King James II.
Look. Look at the man on the ground, father. He's bleeding terribly. He's been stabbed to death.
That's right, son. It's murder. Or was murder. The other man is now wiping the blood off that short sword he's carrying. Now, you see, he's picking up those saddlebags. Come quickly. Perhaps he'll speak to us.
All right, all right. Father. Father, look. Look there at the foot of the stairs.
Yes.
You see, it's grandfather.
Oh, hush. Hush, son. Stand still. That is your grandfather's ghost.
Go back. Go back, you fools. Hear this warning. On this very night, 150 years ago, Martin Chalmers murdered Richard Riker outside this very door. It was for this act of treachery and murder. The Chalmers in this place, the old bridge inn, are forever haunted. Escape this curse. Go back. Go back.
Paralyzed with fear, the father and son stood rooted to the stairs. Then, as the apparition of the old grandfather disappeared, the father and son stumbled back up the stairs. 1 year later, the young son and his father were seated in the garden of the inn near a shallow pool at the end of the walk. The pool, about a foot deep, was lined with flat stones and fed by a nearby spring. A big English sheepdog from a neighborhood estate wandered into the garden and started to drink from the pool.
Father! Father!
Yes, son?
The dog. But he was drinking, and all of a sudden he stopped. And now he's dead.
Good.
Dead, Father. Heaven.
Why, it's true, the poor thing is dead.
But Father, why did it happen? Is there something wrong with our pool?
Yes, son, there is. I have unearthed the story of the curse on this inn. When Richard Riker came here years ago and pleaded with Martin Chaloner to hide him, Chaloner saw at once his opportunity to become possessed of all the gold and at the same time be rid of Riker. He stabbed Riker in the back, just as we saw in that ghostly vision. Then, having murdered his enemy, he concealed the body beneath the stone slabs of this pool.
And what is there that we can do, Father?
If we could get Riker out of it and give him a good Christian burial, his spirit would be at rest and might not haunt us.
But that water is full of evil, Father. I wouldn't touch it after what we've seen happen to the dog.
Oh, nonsense, boy. You don't think any hocus-pocus like that's going to frighten me. I'm not afraid to touch the water in my own garden.
I don't believe in meddling with things beyond our knowledge, Father. I believe if you touch that water now, something will happen to you.
Oh, son, you're a fool. Fetch me the crowbar and take the mixer there, will you?
No, Father. No, drop this for today, please. I feel that everything is ill-starred.
Nonsense, lad. You're getting like an old fishwife with your superstition. Very well, then, I'll get the pick and crowbar myself.
Father, stop and reason. Listen to me this once. Please don't do this today.
There's never any better time. Here I go. You see, son? Now come out and do your work, Mr. Ghost of Richard Riker.
Father. Father. Father, speak to me. Speak to me, Father. Father. He's dead.
Whether the father died through the evil influence of the haunted pool or was suddenly stricken by heart trouble is a question we leave to you. But one thing we do know is that in the very instant upon calling upon Richard Riker to show his powers, the father staggered and fell into the pool dead. Dismiss even this strange set of circumstances lightly, but listen to the final chapter of this strange story. A few months ago, when the full power of the Nazi bombers raged against London, two air raid wardens were patrolling the road near the old bridge inn.
That's that lady made it, the old visionary, and it's there.
Hey, look. What? Look, down there goes one of those big cars out of that great bomber.
What's that?
Look at it there. Our men got the jetty. Look at the smoke. Tom, his hair's on fire. He's coming down.
Why? Oh, the jetty's bailing out here. Jump! Watch it!
Parachute's open. Come on, Tom. Let's go after him. He's drifting this way.
All right. He's going to land up the hill there. Come on, he's our prisoner.
Come on, Al. Throw him up down, Tom.
All right.
Right behind the old bridge in there.
All right, like you are, Al. He's dropped right in the garden. Come on, we've got him. Here, watch this bomb hole.
All right. He's cut loose from his parachute. He's trying to run away through the back of the garden.
Oh, there's Jerry, over, shoot!
He stopped, standing still right in the middle of the pool. Put up your hands, Jerry. Put him up.
Hey, what's up there? He's just popping over. He must have been it. Here, give me a hand. We'll take him out.
All right.
Come on, give me a hand.
What's wrong with him there?
Lift over, Annie. Come on.
Hey, he's dead, Tom. Dead as a doornail.
Blimey, that's funny. He ain't hit. Why, there ain't even a scratch on him. What the sweet ten fairy Ann got him?
I'll tell you what got him. The ghost of old Dick Rocker.
Aye.
This here is the pool of death where Martin Challoner murdered and buried Dick Rocker. Dick Rocker's ghost got this jelly like he did the others.
Blimey, Ann, you're right. Old Dick Rocker's ghost. He was a traitor to his king, and though he met a traitor's death, his spirit couldn't rest. But now he's atoned for his sin.
Yes.
He's done his bit. He struck down an enemy of England. That's all, Fairy. That's all.
Here's to you, Richard Rocker. May the Lord bless and keep you. May your soul rest in peace now and forevermore.
Amen.
You've just heard the front page drama, The Ghost of Richard Rocker, an original radio drama suggested from the feature article entitled Ghosts of Old London Bombed by the Nazis, to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week as a part of the Hearst Sunday newspaper.